hear today's show again, go to the podcast section on the Access WDUN app. Now back to Home Matters, presented by the Norton Agency on AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us. Pour yourself that second or third cup of coffee. Hey, it's that time where Mr. Craig Shoemaker has a segment called Smart Moves, and Craig's got an interesting one today.
And all of the Smart Moves tips for buyers and sellers, along with Bob's Now You Know tips, are on the Shoemaker.Homes website, and so they're accumulating there so that if you need a reference point in the past, you can certainly do that. You can look back. This relates to a buyer's tip, and there are three things that should always be checked. Actually, in some respects, before you would go to the point of signing a contract with people. And the big three, which has to do with the HVAC system in a home, the age of the water heater, and also the condition of the roof, how appropriate today. And in a lot of cases, you can look at some of the panels that are, for example, on the HVAC system or the water heater, and you can get a sense of how old it is, but sometimes you can't. And so what you need to do is get the serial number and look at the beginning of that, because sometimes that'll give you an indication of what the year is. Worst case, send a note to Bob or send a note to me, and we'll get an age for you. But you need to know that, because obviously if an HVAC system is on its last legs, that's something you need to know early on before you get further down the road. Similarly, with the roof, what you need to do is call someone like Chris Earls to come out and take a look, because he won't charge you anything, but you'll know what you're facing, because it will have a factor for the cost of the home as time goes on. Would you buy with that, Chris?
Yes, sir. Also, one thing I say is this, you can get a date off the plumbing boots. So that's a good way to always know the age. If it's a specific type of plumbing boot, we've been able to help homeowners know that the true age of the roof, because most of these houses have been sold two or three times in between the roof being put on. So a good way is when a homeowner, especially the seller, saying, we don't know the age of the roof, you want to know that age, and you can always give us a call. We come out. It doesn't take any time, and we can at least get you a date. That way you know what you're looking at.
And it's true, Craig. The what we call those three items are what we call the big ticket items. And let's just say you're looking at purchasing a house that's 18 years old. Well, at 18 years old, you wonder, has the roof been replaced? Has the heating and air been replaced? Has the hot water heater been replaced? If those are all been replaced, you know you're good to go for another 10 or 15 years, as far as spending money is concerned. But if they haven't been replaced, now it's cha-ching.
But don't you love that answer when someone says, well, you know, it is the original roof, but I'm not having any problem.
That's right. That's right. Well,
they're coming.
Not that they know of.
That's
a lot of times that you end up figuring it out. We've replaced roofs to where homeowners are like, I don't have any leaks. I don't have anything going on. And then we get on the roof and we tear everything off. And I show them photos, because we document everything throughout the process. So we usually have over 80 to 90 photos. And I'll show them the photos of where we replaced probably 7 to 8 sheets of plywood, and they're like, I never had an issue there. I'm happy we went ahead and replaced it, because I would have never knew that there were so many issues. So a lot of times you're not seeing those issues in your house, because as it goes through with a roof leak, it has to go through the decking, through the shingles, and then by the time it goes through the insulation, and the insulation will sometimes hold it to where you're not seeing it inside, depending on how your paint looks, or some people don't even look up in their house. I don't know how many times you looked up at the ceiling.
By the time that stain hits your sheetrock in the ceiling, it's been there a long time, folks. Now, the stain may not be there, but the leak's been there.
Yep, and so that's the issue, because by the time you see it, it's a bigger problem. So that's why it's always important to at least get somebody to come out and look at it. It costs nothing. Most of the time, we can either do a drone inspection where we're not walking on your roof and damaging your shingles. I had a real estate agent in Gainesville. She called me the other day. We went up there and looked at her roof, our roof she was selling. And she was like, the roofer went up there and he sent me all these photos of damage. And then I went and we droned it, because sometimes I don't get on roofs after it's the first roofer, because I want to know what I'm looking at first and make sure they didn't do anything. But we get up there and you can see the footprints from where he walked on those shingles, and he slid. So it damaged all those shingles coming down, because you can see that angle of where he slid on the roof. So now that roof has more damage than it did before he got up there. But it's really not his fault. He was just looking at the roof and inspecting it. So sometimes you got to know what you need to get on and what you don't need to get on. That way you can help out the homeowner also.